And now, Kentuckianers, stand by for the 5 o'clock edition of WAKY Astro Jet News.
Control Central 2047. 5 seconds. Countdown.
Reading. Mercury. Longitude of the other. Longitude. 5 degrees.
WAKY Astro Jet News. Telescoping the universe.
Bob Watson reporting at 5 p.m. for the Kentucky Automobile Association. Ketchum, Idaho, death claims renowned novelist. The Grim Reaper snuffed out the life of Pulitzer and Nobel Prize winning writer Ernest Hemingway today. He blasted himself to death with a 12-gauge shotgun at his ranch home in Ketchum, Idaho. The facts of his death haven't been untangled, but the chief fact is there. Death has finally come to the man who defied death for so many years. The sheriff told WAKY News sources that the bearded 61-year-old author's body was found sprawled in the floor of his home. A double-barrel 12-gauge shotgun was beside the body, with one barrel fired. Hemingway developed a lucid and simple, yet hard style that came to be known as the Hemingway style. His books began to pour out during the 1920s. The Sun Also Rises, A Farewell to Arms, later with the Green Hills of Africa, For Whom the Bell Tolls, and his famous bullfighting book, Death in the Afternoon. Later, he wrote Across the River and Into the Trees. Then in 1954, his triumph, The Old Man and the Sea, won a Pulitzer and later a Nobel Prize. The 200-pound six-footer escaped death in 1954 in an African plane crash with his fourth wife. Hemingway's father, Dr. Clarence Hemingway, shot himself to death when he became despondent over illness. Campbellsville, $2 million fire guts downtown buildings. A raging fire tore through the innermost portions of Campbellsville early today, leaving behind a black skeleton of worthless rubble. One elderly man perished in the blaze, 81-year-old Joe Moffin, who lived above one of the buildings. The flames apparently suffocated the man. Here's a description of the inferno from the scene. Volunteer fireman R.A. Miller from Campbellsville had this description of the Holocaust, exclusively for WAKY News.
I'm going pretty good when it is discovered, and I don't know if you don't think you reached any conclusion as how it might have started. And not too certain it started in the 10-cent store, but that seemed to be the biggest part of the fire, because it already spread when they discovered it into the other buildings.
Was the elderly man who died in the fire left in his room or trapped in his room?
Yes, he was trapped in his room. He wasn't burnt too much, I don't think. He was mostly suffocated in the heat. You might say just kind of cooked him, like. They got in and got him out before the room burnt.
R.A. Miller describing the $2 million fire that literally leveled much of the downtown area of Campbellsville. Killed in the fire was 81-year-old Joe Moffin, who was trapped in the smoke-filled room. Louisville, two youths reported injured in auto crash. A car plunged into an embankment on the Waterston Expressway above Eastern Parkway, injuring two Louisville youths. George Henry Pfeffel, 20, of 5414 Bramers. He's in fair condition at General Hospital with head lacerations. Also, Leo Reedley, 19, of 4217 Cane Run Road, was injured. He had head cuts, now in good condition. WAKY News received this eyewitness account of the mishap from Charles Hayden of 1144 Floyd in Louisville.
Look at those boys. There's a wreck up there. They just hit an embankment. And one of the boys was falling out of the car, the guy that was riding. And so the cars were starting to jam up, so I got out and ran up there. And he was bleeding pretty bad. And the boy that was driving, the concussion of the wreck tore the front seat loose, and it was laying back against the back seat, and he was laying over it. And he was down cold.
Charles Hayden describing an auto crash on the expressway, which has sent the two boys to the hospital with injuries. Traffic is reported snarling in the area as efforts are made to clear up the wreckage. New York City, settlement expected. Maritime strike negotiators have reached new agreements which may free many of the U.S. vessels involved in the 17-day-old dispute. The agreements were announced shortly after the Kennedy administration disclosed its plan to seek its first Taft-Hartley injunction tomorrow to halt the strike.
Stand by for Kentuckiana weather from WAKY News.
The Kentucky Automobile Association warns drivers to be alert.
WAKY weather scope, partly cloudy, warm and humid this afternoon and tonight with scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon and evening. High today at 90, low tonight 68. Tomorrow partly cloudy, a little cooler with thunder showers ending. High tomorrow 85. Right now the winds are from the south-southwest at 5 miles an hour. Relative humidity is 79%. Street level temperature 75 degrees. The WAKY headline of the hour, Nobel Prize winner novelist Ernest Hemingway is dead from a shotgun wound in Ketchum, Idaho. Bob Watson reporting from the Kentucky Automobile Association.
stand by for WAKY News at any second.